Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Thunderdome. Today's going to be All Out War, Who's Number One podcast. We're picking winners. We're pissing people off. We're going to be throwing down, just picking winners for next week's event, Friday night next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Joining me, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Corey Stockton, first ballot Hall of Famer Reed Connell, in the back, current Intercontinental Pancration Champion Connor Josh. And guys, we're going to get into it today, but first we got a couple announcements. We got big announcements coming next week on the show. We're going to announce a few events. We've got like four events we're working on. We're going to announce two of them next week on the event. But we're going to announce some dates today for some upcoming stuff.
I don't think they're ready.
Daisy Fresh, which I work on, will be next week. I don't even know what time. April 28th, season two begins. Reed, you got something coming after that. Why don't you explain to the people?
Yep, and then be on the lookout. Huge, huge drop. We're going to be dropping the Danaher Death Squad in Puerto Rico series premiere. Cinco de Mayo, baby. Mark that one down on your calendars. Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We're dropping some Puerto Rico. Danaher Death Squad in Puerto Rico. Going to be sick. Super sick.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We got some great film content coming, but this event next week's crazy. I love all these matches. We'll get into the pick 'em in a minute, but first off, we got two free prelims as always. Those will be going down at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can watch those on our Facebook or YouTube, just like you are now. Sloan Clymer versus Haizam Rita, Lauren Sears versus Jessica Crane. After that, you got a six-match main card, Wiltsy versus David Garma, Wiltsy from Daisy Fresh, Cade Rotolo versus Ethan Krenlston, the rematch from Who's Number One last June. Grace Gondrum versus Alex Nguyen, who stepped in for Jessica Khan. PJ Bartsch versus Nikki Ryan, which is a crazy matchup. I mean, PJ just tapped everyone at Emerald City. Mm-hmm. Gilbert Burns versus Rafael Lovato Jr. Tyrua Tolo versus Craig Jones.
Hot.
This is a crazy card. Let's go down the line. I want to hear everybody's favorite match. Corey, what do you think's your favorite match on this one?
Yeah. PJ Nikki Ryan, for sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think, you know. Lovato Dorino is also another match that jumps out to me, but I think PJ, Nikki Ryan, two explosive guys, two guys that are kind of big question marks. I don't know how to pick this one, really. I'm kind of nervous for pick 'em later.
That one became a lot cooler after Emerald City.
Absolutely, it did.
PJ on fire out there.
Everybody in four matches.
Reed, what are you going with? What are you most looking forward to?
Man, I cannot believe that we are giving away this match for free on YouTube. We're giving away Haizam Rita versus Sloan Clymer for free on YouTube. Straight up, both these guys, young in their jiu-jitsu career, the future of that kind of heavier weight class for sure, I think so. Sloan, I believe, just got his black belt. Haizam, now here in the USA. He's going to make a huge mark. He's been out in Asia for a long time. Now he's here in the USA. We've already seen him on the IBJJF circuit. Now he's coming to the Who's Number One circuit. Really, really excited to see these two guys, both on an upward trajectory, both at great points in their career, young black belts, ready to throw down. For me, Haizam Rita versus Sloan Clymer. I'm going to be tuning into that one all day, for sure.
Connor, what are you thinking?
Man, this Lovato Burns match has got to be one of the biggest ones we've had. Especially, I mean, they're both legends, not only of BJJ but of MMA as well. So I'm ready to see them face off. I think we're going to see some explosive stuff, especially out of Dorino. I mean, he's just a powerhouse of a guy, and that's kind of what I'm always here for. I want to see the athleticism.
Yeah, I don't even know how to think with that one, guys. When we start doing the picks, Connor will be interacting with you guys in the YouTube and chat, so you guys can make your pick. We're gonna have a fan section. Let you guys make.
Let us know what you think. Let us know who you guys got.
You guys are always calling us idiots, so we're giving you a vote this time.
Michael more than me, but
yeah. But so I'm gonna go with Ty versus Craig. We know it's gonna be fun to watch. It sucks that one of them's gonna have to lose because probably the two coolest guys in this sport. But Ty Rotolo and Craig's gonna. It's a really intriguing matchup for me. Are you guys ready to do this? Get do this pick'em game, get it going?
Let's jump right into it, Michael.
All right, up first, we got our first prelim of the night. Reed, like you said, is a badass match. Two big dudes. It's a heavyweight match, 205 pounds. Sloan Clymer from Legion American Jiu-Jitsu versus Haizam Rita. We all first found out about him. He's repping Carpe Diem right now. He's in Detroit with David Garmo at Assembly Jiu-Jitsu.
I'm curious who everyone's going to pick here. I'm like, I don't even know who's the favorite.
I'll kick this one off, and then we'll have a new person kick it off every time. I'll go with Connor. You got the fan thing going?
Yes, sir. We haven't heard anyone back there. People are more excited about some of the later ones, but we'll keep those till later.
I'll go with my pick here. I'll go with Haizam Rita just for the experience. I just know more of him at a high level. I'm going to go with Haizam in this one. Corey, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a really intriguing matchup because Sloan has this kind of slow, grueling, pressure-based game, and Haizam's just explosive, explosive, explosive. I've seen a little bit more of Haizam recently. I've been able to watch a couple of his matches. I think he's going to win here, but it really could go either way. But I have Haizam by armbar.
You guys can tell Corey watches a lot more jiu-jitsu than me. I'm basically the person who just picks a horse at the racetrack based on a cool name. All right, Reed, what are you thinking?
Nice. Yeah, you guys both went with Haizam. So, I'm going to go with Sloan here. I'd like to see that you guys aren't picking him. I think he's the sleeper pick. Watched him last couple times. He had a great submission on one of our last events here, that kind of like no-gi Ezekiel choke. He has that wrestling background. He has that little bit of a grittier style. I think that 15-minute match is going to work for Sloan in Sloan's favor. Haizam might have some definitely big explosive moments there in the beginning, but I like Sloan to keep the pressure and eventually find the tap late in this match. But going with the Legion representative Sloan Clymer here.
2-1 for Haizam going into you, Connor. What are you thinking?
We're tying it up. I'm going with Sloan. I like that wrestling style. I always say that. But I think this one, what does it for me is the boldness of the facial hair.
Yeah, it looks like a pirate. A pirate with cornrows.
And you don't bet against pirates. That's the rule. So
there aren't many pirates with cornrows out there, I feel like, either.
Look.
He's got the mustache, and then Haizam just looks like a Greek god cut from like stone. Like the dude looks like a badass. So I love this poster.
Connor, anybody making picks in the chat?
Yeah, it looks like the fans are going to go with Sloan as well.
So ooh, 3-2.
Sloan takes it 3-2 here. All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think when the lines aren't out yet, but I think Haizam will probably be the betting favorite, so it's interesting that Sloan takes it 3-2. All right, next one. Lauren Sears versus Jessica Crane. Corey, who are you going with?
Yeah, so this is actually a rematch. They fought back in, I think, June or July. I think Lauren Sears won that one, don't call me on this, by referee decision. But I've been following Jessica Crane. She is just a savage, her armbar game especially. And I think that in the rematch, she's going to take it by submission.
So you're going
for Crane, yeah.
Calling your shot. All right. Yeah, we should start picking how they're going to win. What are you thinking, Reed?
Well, I'm going to double down on exactly what Corey said here. I'm going to take Crane by armbar. It seems like Corey knows exactly what he's talking about, so I'm going to jump on his train. And, both these girls are very tough. They had a match, like you said, earlier. Last year, was it?
Yeah.
Last year. So they both these girls are very familiar with each other and should make for an exciting matchup. But going to go with the favorite, Crane.
Mr. Joshin.
I got to pick my girl Lauren. Lauren and I, we know each other from the gym. She lives there. She's always working.
Is this a conflict of interest?
Does she literally live there?
Yeah, I don't care. and yes, she pulls out a sleeping bag. No, I'm joking. I don't. But Lauren Sears, I got to go with her. She's already got the victory. I think she's going to pull out the sub this time around. I've just seen the work that she's put in at the gym. I don't think I'm ever at the gym, and she hasn't already been there for an hour or so. I gotta stick with 10th Planet Crew.
All right, so Jessica Crane, she's a badass. I've been super impressed every time I've seen her compete. Really aggressive. I mean, I think she's got a great future in this 115-pound division. But Lauren Sears has the same last name as me, and there's only so many of us out there, so we gotta stick together. I'm gonna go with Lauren Sears and tie this up going into the fan vote.
You're gonna be disappointed, man. I think the fan vote is also tied. I think we need one more to break the tie. So if you guys
get in there, guys.
Yeah, if you guys on social want to let us know, we'll break that tiebreaker.
We have two votes that kind of don't count. Michael's related to Lauren Sears, and then
could be distant relatives. Who knows?
And then Connor trains with her, so we need the fan vote to break that tie.
Yeah, but we do have people jumping on the Corey train. Jessica by armbar. That's the most detailed description or detailed prediction.
All right, we're going to call this one a draw then. Let's move on to the main card. Those two matches will be available for free. The main card, this first one's really intriguing. I've known who these guys are for a long time. I'm from Chicago. They're from Midwest. Used to go to the same tournaments. Andrew Wiltsey and David Garmo, very exciting fighters, right? This is the type of people we want to get on there. Andrew Wiltsey, David Garmo, these guys only know one thing. They're going for the finish. They're always pushing the pace. You know this one's going to be a scrap. Andrew, obviously famous from the Daisy Fresh series at this point. And Reed, you're up first here. Who are you going to go with?
Dang, yeah, obviously, love to see Andrew back on the Who's Number One stage. He had a great performance against PJ Barch at the last one. Really impressed everybody, I think, with his guard retention and the way he was wrestling up. I think this is going to be a really exciting match. I think Andrew Wiltsey, David Garmo, they seem to match up with each other really, really well. I think maybe this might just be a little bit more or a little bit too much for David Garmo to tackle right now. I think the future is bright for David Garmo as well, but I think Andrew just seems to be a more active competitor and seems to have kind of just exactly what he needs to beat a guy, a submission hunter, a guy who doesn't mind going top, bottom, neutral in David Garmo. So I'm a pick Andrew Wiltsey here. On the heels of coming off of his Daisy Fresh season 2 debut the Wednesday before, he's going to capitalize and have a good showing there on Friday.
Connor.
Yeah, I got to go Andrew Wiltsey. He showed quite a bit against Barch, and I think people are expecting usually for him to just sit guard, for him to just try and play that retention game, and he showed us that's not all he has. He was, wrestling up and trying to chase down PJ. It didn't work specifically, for a lot of those exchanges in the last match, but he ended up coming out on top. There's no reason I should bet against Wiltsey right now. He's on a run.
Yeah, I mean, we want to talk about conflict of interest with that. The last one, I mean, Andrew Wiltsey's basically my coworker at this point, so I'm going to have to. Garmo's dangerous, man. I've seen Garmo guillotine some good people. I think I saw him guillotine Devante one time. Mm. But I'm going to go with Andrew Wiltsey here. I think Andrew's got the edge here. I don't know if these two have ever competed. I know they've trained together. I think I got to go with Andrew. I think we're going to see some victory panned. I think Andrew goes 2-0 at Who's Number One after this match.
Let me tell you why you're all wrong.
There we go.
Wiltsey's got a really good guard, right? We all know that. His guard is nearly unpassable. David Garmo doesn't care. He's going to fly right over the top of the guard. He's going to hunt for the neck, hunt for the Kimura, maybe look for the back. I think that Garmo's kind of opportunistic neck hunting is going to open Wiltsey up in ways we haven't seen. And we're going to see a much different match than Wiltsey-PJ. I think Garmo comes out on top. Just with pace, with his style, he's going to open Wiltsey up.
Boom. Corey with the dynamite analysis there.
What's it saying in the chat? What are they thinking?
Well, Corey, the chat says you're incorrect. Andrew Wiltsey is the fan vote. So, that's the wisdom there.
Yep. Shout out to David Garmo. That's a great match. Obviously we're all big fans of Wiltsey, but, anything can happen. That's why this is such a great match. David Garmo is such an exciting fighter. He's got the leg locks. He's got the guillotine. So definitely Andrew's going to have to be, on his mind and his P's and Q's, as they say.
People always asking how to get on Who's Number One. Compete like David Garmo.
True.
This is who we need to take the sport to the next level. Just win is not enough. You got to go out there and be exciting. All right. So, right now we're at, who won the first one? Sloan took the first one, draw with the girls. Wiltsey takes the first match of the main card. This one is interesting.
Mm.
Cade Rotolo versus Ethan Krellenstein. The first one was just an off-the-wall decision in my mind. I think Cade would even agree. Obviously, it was different rules at that time. I remember I was doing
Let's set that up just a little bit. They fought once before, right?
In June at the Kyle Baim. I was doing the post-match interviews on the stage, and I was sitting there getting questions ready to talk to Ethan because I thought it was in the bag. And then they announced the winner, and me and Cade are sitting there doing an interview. We're both shocked. We're like, what the hell just happened? But I think
– different rule set, though.
Different
so
rule
back,
set.
Back in June was a different rule set. This is now the –
Cade's going to be more prepared for sure. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember those events, we saw a lot of inconsistencies early on in COVID when stuff started coming back. People's training was weird.
Yeah, true.
Like things – I don't think it's going to be as one-sided as it was last time. Connor, are you up first on this one? Yeah, Connor, you go ahead and choose.
I got to go Ethan. Watching the first match, Ethan, not only did he show how incredibly dangerous he was in sucking people into that leg entanglement game despite not being able to snag that finish, but he showed great top pressure. He was moving super well, and he hasn't really done any worse since that point. Again, I don't see a reason to go against Ethan with everything I've seen from the two.
Yeah, Ethan Kralinston's a specimen, man. And this guy, it's insane that he makes 155, and he does, but he's just got, like, nothing but muscle on him. And his style of jiu-jitsu is so fun to watch. I think he's going to be a big star one day. He's constantly attacking. I mean, not even just, like, the DDS associated leg locks. He's sort of more of an upper body guy. He goes for a lot of kimuras, a lot of triangles and stuff. Really exciting to watch. Even when we're in the room, we're watching him train. It's like he might be the funnest guy to watch out of that whole room. But I think, yeah, I'm going to go with Ethan, even though I think Cade's going to be coming in super motivated after all the, you know, the talk online after the last one. But I think, I mean, I think Ethan's a contender to win ADCC next time. I think we're going to see a lot of improvements and big performances from Ethan coming up.
I think this match is going to be totally different than the last match we saw. But I still think Ethan comes out on top. I just think that both Ethan and Cade are tacticians, right? They study the game. They study the way that each other have played. I'm sure that they've been watching that match nonstop for the last 6 months, because we've been trying to recreate this match for the last 6 months. So they've had nothing but time to study. We'll see a different match, but I still think that Ethan takes it.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen at the last Who's Number One. We had a last-minute kind of freak injury that postponed it. It seems like, man, is this match going to happen? So really excited that we're finally going to see the rematch here. We've been down in Puerto Rico seeing Ethan train with those guys. I think he's him and a lot of the Danaher Death Squad guys have really taken, you know, taking this sport to a new level, I think, in the seriousness and the preparation that they're doing down there. I think they're really starting to treat their bodies and themselves and their mindset like professional athletes. So definitely I'm expecting a great match. I'm expecting to see some of the best jiu-jitsu of the night probably here. But I'm going to take Cade Rotolo here. Big fan of what Ethan out there is doing, but just seeing kind of the vibe on social media, I know that Cade and Tyre are both taking this event very, very seriously. They know how big of a win over guys like Ethan and Craig would be. So I definitely don't think that they're taking this lightly. They're kind of coming in a little bit under the radar, I think, in these fights. Not a lot of people picking them, and I think that they're kind of relishing that, and they're going to come out just like how they do pretty much almost every tournament. They come out and they blow people's minds. They surprise a lot of people, and I expect them. I expect Cade to do the same thing here. So I'm going to pick Cade over Ethan.
Yeah, I was tempted to take Cade, too, even though I got a lot of faith in Ethan. People there think it's going to look like last time are crazy. Yeah. Cade Rotolo is a hell of a jiu-jitsu competitor.
And man, these guys are still so young. Yeah. So they really are making huge leaps and bounds, you know, 6 months in between matches or whatever. They're so young. Their bodies are getting stronger.
They're only 18, right?
They're only 18. They just turned 18 years old, I believe. So they really are, you know, while maybe kind of adults don't make those huge leaps in technique and things like that, I still feel like Cade and Ty are both just making huge, huge leaps every single time we see them.
Connor, what are the fans thinking?
It's a little bit of a tie. We have one by Cade by dog bite or shark attack was one of the comments. But it
wouldn't that be sick if he just like brought out a shark in the middle of a match?
I think that's what he should do. That's
Sami style. We got another tie?
Yeah, we got another tie.
What's this thing about a shark bite? Are you not counting that one?
There was one guess by dog bite, one by shark bite. We're combining them. Yeah.
Count those. So is Cade winning it?
No, it's
so it's all right, yep. We need to start having Tyre.
Well, but it's 3-1, Ethan.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I guess.
So, yeah, either way, Ethan takes it. Yep. Ethan Kralinston, people got him winning the second match in that series. Up next is Grace Gungeon versus Alex Nguyen. Jessica Khan was supposed to be the opponent here. Jessica Khan got injured. Hopefully we'll be able to run that back sooner or later. I think everybody was looking forward to that one. Mm. But Alex is no joke. When I looked her up and I found her, it's like she's won some big stuff. Nogi Worlds, Nogi Pans. She's definitely a very game competitor, but I think Grace Gundrum ranked, I think, third in the world right now, right? Second in the world right now. I mean, I think she's just another level that I don't know if Alex is ready for right now. Maybe later on. I think Grace is going to come back super motivated. She suffered the first loss of her career against Maissa, I believe.
That's right.
And she had two draws before that and never lost. I think she's going to come back super motivated. And I think I'm going to say Grace Gundrum, I'll say an arm lock from Triangle.
And Alex has some big wins though over some big competition, right, in this weight class.
Yeah, she won Nogi Pans when was that?
2018,
2019. No, this last year.
Oh, the one in Atlanta. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, in October.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but sometime late last year.
Gotcha.
I am also leaning Grace Gundrum here. I think it's obvious. Grace was slated to face one of the top three girls in the weight classes, coming off a very close loss to the number one Maisa Bastos. This might not go exactly as expected, but I think Grace has everything she needs. She's got the wrestling. We got to see some of her top game last time, and of course her guard is just incredibly impressive. Yeah, I think we're going to see that orchard come back, that armbar triangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously huge opportunity here for Alex. You know, definitely under the radar, and Grace is becoming a really big star, I think, in our sport, especially as she gets older and gets more and more matches and beats more and more high-level opponents. But I have to go with you guys here. I have to take Grace Gundrum. I think she's the favorite here, especially after watching the Maisa Bastos match. You know, it was such a close match, and we know how dominant and how good Maisa is, and to see Grace kind of hanging in with her step for step the whole time. And I think Grace even pushed the pace a lot. She was the aggressor a lot in that match and just barely lost the decision. So gotta like Grace Gundrum in this matchup, and can't wait to see what the future holds for her.
Connor, we already know you're picking the 10th planet person, but you can go ahead and say it.
You know what? I'm actually not. And here's why. Because we were trying to upgrade this to a marble table, and you got to choose the underdogs on your bets to make some real money. Alex Nguyen's bringing it home for us. Also, Grace doesn't talk much, and I've had athletes let me know that they don't appreciate me picking against them, and I don't think Grace will come after me for it. So it feels safe.
Are you picking Alex because you want to do a wager and buy a new table for the office? Is that what you just said?
That's exactly what's happening. This back desk is going to be fancy by the end of this.
You could just submit a JIRA ticket, and we could probably use the table.
No way.
But, I feel the same.
Him winning, you don't got to spend your own money on this.
Him winning a bet would be a way quicker way, I think, to get a table.
What do you think the odds are here? I got a feeling that the odds are going to be Alex is going to be like plus 500 or more, I think.
Especially it's because she's coming in kind of short notice.
That's why it's going to be a marble table and not like a nice oak one, you know.
That's why when you win, you're going to be able to shove it in all our faces that much more.
What are the fans saying? I'd imagine Grace, but what are they?
They are saying Grace. Yes, they are saying Grace. My man Jose Becerra, he's been joining us in the Facebook chat. Shout out my guy. But he's with me on Team Alex, but I don't think it's enough. Grace. Fan decision.
Shout out to Jose. All right, moving along. PJ Barch versus Nikki Ryan. This is a hell of a match. Man, I'm a big fan of PJ Barch, and this match got a lot more interesting after he submitted everybody. Not just submitted everybody, but submitted everybody in regulation at Emerald City, a tough tournament. He's going against Nikki Ryan. Me and Reed were just in Puerto Rico watching him train. This guy is not the same Nikki Ryan. His technique is, it seems like his wrestling, his sweeps, everything positionally, his body lock passing, he's just looking good all around. Nikki Ryan is...
I mean,
he's a different competitor than who we saw lose to Tyro Tolo a little over a year ago. But PJ Barch is looking good, too, and I think that Wiltsy loss motivated him a little bit. And this, I think, I'm going to say this will probably be the fight of the night. This will be the match of the night. I'm going to go with is it my turn to pick first?
No, I'll take this one.
All right, go.
And I'm going to put on my suit of armor before I do this. all we've heard in the last 6 months is that Nikki Ryan is a new person, a new competitor. He is the toughest guy in the training room, right? And I believe it. But we haven't seen Nikki Ryan compete against a real jiu-jitsu practitioner in 10 months.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So in that time, PJ Barch has been doing nothing but competing. And I'm taking competition experience over potential competition pedigree in this one. Especially after PJ's performance at Emerald City, where he submitted all four of his opponents in less and less and less time. Looked phenomenal. He looked good on top, on bottom. I take PJ in this. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be razor thin, but I think he's going to win it.
Yeah, awesome to see PJ Barch back out there these days.
What's his name, the Butter Panther?
Yeah, Butter Panther. Shout out to the Butter Panther. You know, he was on a roll going through the ADCC trials. I think we for sure would have seen him at ADCC had he been able to continue through that tournament and not have that kind of catastrophic knee injury. Dude was on a tear, taking out William Taggett, taking out, you know, big names. And then he had that knee injury. We hadn't seen him in a little while, so love that he's getting back to back out there and back to his winning in dominant fashion ways. Yeah, the PJ Barch of old. He looks even better than he ever has. So really excited to see him out there. I think I was really gonna pick Nikki Ryan by kind of landslide here, but after the Emerald Invitational, I was like, oh dang man, like PJ Barch is looking phenomenal. This might be a lot closer of a match than I think maybe I originally thought. So really looking forward to this one. I'm gonna pick Nikki Ryan just because we have been out there in in Puerto Rico and been able to see firsthand how dominant his training camps have been. Talking to John Danaher, he seems to think that Nicky is one of the guys who has really flourished being in Puerto Rico, being out of New York, and just being able to kind of focus on jiu-jitsu and having some fun out in the sun. It sounds like Nicky's technique, Nicky's skill, everything has just kind of blown past everybody else in the room, it feels like. So really excited to see this new Nicky Ryan 2.0. I think the Ty Rotolo was a big, big wake-up call for him. He realized that he needed to have a new fold in his game. It looks like he's added that fold, taking Nicky Ryan here.
Connor, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to Puerto Rico, so I didn't get to see all that juicy stuff. I got PJ. I think PJ has just been on a tear. Again, kind of like Corey said, it is about competition experience rather than the potential for competition. And I think as of now, PJ's just shown that. Plus, I'm a 10th Planet guy. I'm a wrestler. I love PJ's style. Let's make it happen, PJ.
All right. Yeah, like I said, I think this is going to be the fight of the night. This is really exciting. I'm excited about Wiltsy and Barch back on this one because I feel they were both a little timid last time. It was their first time on Who's Number One or whatever. I think we're going to see these two. These guys are exciting. I think we're going to see them both open up this time around. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think Nicky Ryan's ready for it. I think Nicky Ryan's in great shape. I think his technique is next level right now. I mean, he can go toe-to-toe with anybody. I think Nicky Ryan takes this one. I love PJ Barch, but I'm going to say Nicky Ryan gets it by a submission. I do not think he leg locks him. I think we're going to see something upper body, maybe a Kimura or a triangle. But I'll say Nicky Ryan by submission here.
Nicky Ryan needs a nickname. You know, we got the Butter Panther, such a good one.
What the hell does the Butter Panther mean?
Smooth as butter, moves like a panther. Yeah. You don't need much more than that.
Smooth as butter, moves like a panther.
Works for me. All right. Gilbert Burns versus Rafael Lovato Jr.
You want to do the fan vote?
Yeah, fan vote. Yeah, we got it.
2-2. Who the fans got?
They got PJ.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. That's surprising to me.
Wow. They brought out some fans. They've been saying PJ's name since like early on in the chat. So.
Sick.
That might be the match I'm actually most excited for. Yeah. PJ Barch versus Nicky Ryan.
Yeah, man. These last three, like, it's getting real. Those last three are elite matchups.
PJ got the job done, too. He did the damn thing and won by submission at Emerald City. Just elevated that match.
What a G. Yeah. What a G. That
thanks just, for that one, PJ.
He went out there, submitted everybody in impressive fashion. Like,
that's
man,
what we're talking about. You want to get on Who's Number One, you got to do shit like that.
Boom.
Yeah.
We're going to have PJ back for way more of these, for sure. He's going to be on these shows. PJ, one of the most exciting grapplers out there. Love watching that dude.
If you're an exciting grappler, you can lose every goddamn match and we'll keep bringing you back. That's more important being exciting than winning, in my opinion. And I think that's necessary to take the sport to the next level. Co-main event. Crazy matchup. This is one I really don't even know how to pick it because we haven't seen the Durinho in a while. Lovato sort of went to MMA, came back. He's been competing in the gi. I don't know what the hell to think about this one. But Rafael Lovato Jr. versus Gilbert Durinho Burns. Really interesting because of their not only like they're successful in gi and no-gi, but MMA as well. Obviously, former Bellator middleweight champion Rafael Lovato Jr. Gilbert Durinho just fought for the UFC title not long ago. So these guys they like to say complete martial arts. They've done everything and been successful at it. Reed, I'm glad I'm not starting with this one. What do you think about this matchup?
Tough matchup to call for sure. Love both these guys. We're all big MMA fans here. So to have this kind of Bellator versus UFC angle, you know, there's so much on the line. It's a lot more about than just winning and losing, I feel like. Of course, Lovato, the Bellator champion, and Gilbert right there knocking on the door for the UFC title. So the fact that these two guys are kind of in this rival promotions, you know, such a long time, Dana White, Scott Coker, you know, it's just such a fun matchup for me, especially if you followed MMA and followed Rafael's career, followed what Gilbert's doing. You don't see this happen too often. Really, you almost never see this type of thing happen. Two elite MMA fighters taking a step back from MMA and coming onto the grappling mats, coming back to their roots and throwing down in a pure grappling match. Super excited about this one. I think maybe Lovato might be the favorite here. I think he's just a little bit more in the realm of grappling.
He's probably a little bigger too, right?
He's going to be a little bit bigger probably, although I saw him at Dallas and he was not huge in Dallas. You know, he's on this kind of health kick, or he always has been, but it feels like he's really, really conscious about what he's putting in his body these days and stuff like that. So he's looking in phenomenal shape, just maybe just a tad slimmer than I've seen him in the past, but I think he'll still have the height and weight advantage. But for me, Gilbert Burns, the road back to the UFC title starts right here. Who's number one? You know, he lost in the title fight against Usman. Great fight. We were all rooting for him. But he has a new fight coming up against Stephen Thompson to make that road back. But it all starts right here against a huge name in Lovato. I think Burns is going to be ready for this one. We got to talk to both Lovato and Burns. We got some great content with these guys coming out very, very soon. But I think I was just a little bit more impressed with Burns' mentality and how he was how serious he was taking this match. You know, he's not a guy who likes losing, so I think that he's going to be very, very well prepared. He's training down there with Fight Sports with guys like Cyborg and Wagner. These guys compete all the time. I am taking Gilbert Burns in this one. I'm not super, super confident on it, but I expect this to be a great match between two veteran martial artists.
Connor, Josh.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say I kind of got to agree with Reed on this. I think maybe if this was a gi match.
Why do you sound so surprised?
Because I've seen some of your last picks. And the comment section will let me know. But I think if it was a gi match, I see Lovato being able to drag him in and maybe slow it down a little bit. But this is no gi, so physicality means quite a bit. In the wise words of our chat, I am going to go with Gilbert Burns by Tombstone Piledriver. That's what I got.
Tombstone Piledrivers are legal at Who's Number One, so
all day.
You're picking Gilbert Burns to lose by DQ. This one is crazy. I'm going to go with Rafael Lovato Jr. I think Lovato's going to have a little bit of a size advantage. I don't know. I mean, Gilbert competes. This is a 205-pound match. Gilbert competes at 170 in the UFC.
Lovato used to compete at 155,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Lovato used to compete at 185. You'd imagine it'd be a little bit bigger. But, I mean, 170 to 205 is, I mean, these MMA fighters get pretty big. I think Gilbert will probably be weighing in around the 200-205 mark, but I think Lovato might even be cutting. Lovato's going to have the height advantage. I don't know. I think whoever gets on top might take this one, but I think I'm going to see Lovato. He's been a little bit more active in jiu-jitsu lately. Well, obviously, he's retired from MMA. Gilbert is
I don't believe he is retired from MMA.
Well, taking a break from MMA, yep. At least. Gilbert's more focused on MMA. He's doing a lot of no-gi training with that, of course. But I think Lovato's – he's been competing more regularly. He's going to be a little bit bigger. These guys are both legends. It's hard to pick, but I'll go with Lovato on this one.
Comes down to you, Corey.
It's a tough match to call, for sure. I think this one and the last one are both Fight of the Night candidates. We've seen way more of Lovato in the last 6 months or so. He's been all over the place. He's been on Fight to Wins. He's been doing the IBJJF thing. And no matter where he's competing, it's always impressive, right? It's always by submission, whether gi or no gi. And I think this really boils down to how is this game going to be played? Is it going to be more of a wrestling match, or are we going to get to the ground quickly? If we get to the ground quickly, I think Lovato does his thing. I think he just has a complete control game. And I think realistically that's what's most likely to happen is that Lovato is going to get to the ground, whether he's playing his guard or whether he's playing the top game. I think he's going to be able to establish control more quickly and more firmly than Dorino will. So I'm going to leave this one up to the fans. I have Lovato Jr., which means we're at yet another tie.
I expect we'll see some wrestling, right? I don't think anybody's going to – or maybe Lovato would pull. I don't think Gilbert's going to pull. So I think we'll see some wrestling, see what these guys have been working on in their MMA training and – should be exciting. What the fans got, Connor?
Yeah, after going back and forth between the chats and Google Translate, because I don't speak Portuguese.
There you go.
Gilbert Burns is the fans pick for this one. We have Gilbert Burns by Dogbite, because we're keeping that one going. Gilbert Burns by Tombstone Piledriver.
Are people confused about what the rules are?
I think they're turning it into like one of those WWE Extreme matches where you can just like bring bats and stuff.
Hardcore rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Gilbert Burns by Tombstone Piledriver. Is that the fans vote?
That's the official. Pick. Yeah, right, yeah. That's the
lock
official.
It
pick.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Gilbert Burns hits the tombstone, puts Lovato in the casket. All right, let's go with the main event of the evening. I don't even know whose turn it is to kick it off first.
Connors, I think.
Connors. Craig Jones versus Tai Ruotolo. Crazy matchup, one we never would have thought would happen. These guys were 22 kilograms apart at the last ADCC, but Tai's growing. Ty's getting bigger. He's a grown man now. He's 18 years old. Got his own apartment. Connor, what are you thinking?
You know, it's really hard to pick against Craig Jones, but I'm going to. And here's why. A, because I picked against Cade and I can't have both of them mad at me. B, but because at the end of the day, Ty's shown so much improvement over the last several years. I think this is going to be kind of one of his coming out shows. Obviously he's been on the scene and he's been having a lot of success, but it's going to be the coming out of show of like, he can hang not just with ADCC competitors, but people outside of his weight class, people that are bigger than him, and the silver medalists in those weight classes. I got Ty, put me down for it. I'll let you know what the chat says in a little bit.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is you sort of think, like, I always forget, like, you would think we'd lean into, like, oh, Atos versus DDS here after everything that's been going on, but it's hard to with this one because they're like the two nicest guys in the sport. Like, nobody for can real. Get mad at these dudes. They don't talk trash. Love both these guys. Great, humble people. Craig Jones, obviously a lot bigger than Ty. He'll probably be, I think he said he would, I think they're meeting at 200 here, so he'll probably have 15, 20 pounds on Ty. Ty's got great jiu-jitsu, though. I mean, his passing, like we saw against Nicky, was next level. His dars, his pace. I mean, if you watch Reed's interview with him that's up on the site, Ty lays it out there. I think Craig gets tired. I'm going to try and wear him out, and then I'm going to pass his guard and choke him. But still, I think maybe Ty does that down the line. I think right now Craig's going to be too much for him. I think Ty's going to come after him, just like we saw with like Roberto, some other people. If you go after Craig, that's dangerous. It's playing with fire. Craig's a submission hunter. I mean, that's why people run away from him on other events, because they know if they go after him, they might get tapped. And I think we're going to see Craig eventually. I mean, Ty might pressure him for a while. And like I said, maybe down the road he beats him. He's only 18 now. I think right now Craig's going to get an inside heel hook and tap.
You know, I was doing some research last week for an article. I was kind of trying to figure out, okay, how could Ty possibly beat Craig Jones, who is undefeated on who's number one? He has two leg lock wins on who's number one. He leg locks everybody. He's got an 84% or something like that submission rate, 50% submission rate just by leg locks alone. And as I'm looking into this, like, I'm, oh no, not only can Ty beat Craig, Ty can really, like, he has a real chance at beating Craig, right? And it's a lot of it is his pace. Like, if you go back and rewatch the match with Nicky, his leg pinning passing system will, I think, really stir Craig up. And it's something that a lot of people have tried to emulate since the Rutolos have started to use that passing system, but nobody can really make it work the same way. So they do something very unique with the way they pass, and I think that's going to put a lot of pressure on Craig. I think Craig's best opportunity is going to be to try and take top position. Easier said than done. Ty's a phenomenal wrestler. And I think, yeah.
If wrestling looked great against Cody Steele, remember that?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I think if this comes down to a match that's longer than 3 minutes, which Ty is going to do everything in his power to make it longer than 3 minutes, I think past the 3 to 5 minute mark, Ty has a significant advantage. And I'm going to lean on Ty here.
Dang. Yeah, this one is so interesting. So many question marks. Maybe the hardest match on the card to call, I feel like, just because Ty is so young and he's getting so, so much better so rapidly. And we've seen Craig just dominate so much. You know, I think watching back, I did an interview, like Michael said, with Ty earlier. And we talked a lot about this matchup, talked about the strategies and things like that he was going to employ. And I think he convinced me, to be honest. You know, he convinced me that he was going to beat Craig. He's going to get Craig tired. He's going to get Craig frustrated. He's going to make a mistake, pass his guard, darce him. You know, I was really, really surprised in the confidence of Ty. Ty's such a laid-back, cool, calm guy. So you don't expect for him to go out there and be so confident, be so dominant, be so physical against a guy like Cody Steele, who's known as a physical grappler. So love Ty out there, what he's been doing out there this last year. I think he's going to be a huge, huge star, but might just be a little too early for him, in my opinion, especially seeing what Craig's been able to do. I think Craig is at the top of his game. He's at the peak of his game right now. He's another guy that John Danaher pinpointed as a guy who's really flourished down there in Puerto Rico. All the distractions of New York and whatever else kind of melted away, and Craig has just been able to focus on jiu-jitsu. Really, really impressed with what Craig's been doing down there when we were down there in Puerto Rico. So I think this is going to be an exciting match. I think it's going to go maybe a lot longer than people think, but of course Craig has got a lot more than just leg locks, and I think this might be the match where he shows that he's way more than just a leg locker, and Ty is the perfect opponent, I think, for him to show that off. Not super confident confident. I've been flipping back and forth here, you know, kind of all month. But that's where I'm landing right now. Ask me next week; it might be different.
Picking with the Rototolos right now, it's sort of hard because it's like they got that sort of Mikey Musumeci X factor. Like, yeah, I've been competing at a high level since I was 3 years old. You know, this is what I do. You don't know what to expect. They're next level with that, and also the dude's only 18. He's growing like. Might be, I don't know if he would be a high school senior or college freshman right now. He's super young. So, I mean, all these guys, Nicky Ryan, him, Grace Gundrum, Jesse Kahn, they're all super young. So it's like you see them 6 months later, it's not the same person anymore.
And the fact that competition is second nature to them is such a huge advantage. There is nothing more stressful and nerve-wracking than going out, especially on a big stage like Who's Number One, and trying to perform at your best. It's a hard thing to do. Of course, everybody has a difficult time with it. But when it's second nature to these guys like Grace and Ty, and you don't have to worry about that stuff, oh my God, it's such a huge advantage. And that might be a huge advantage for Ty here.
This main event, I know they're both undefeated at Who's Number One. I think Ty's 3-0 and Craig's 2-0, correct?
Yep.
All right, so that makes it interesting. These guys are as experienced as anybody in this rule set, and they both haven't lost. Connor, who are the fans taking in this match? It's tied up right now.
The fans think the size difference is gonna make the change. It's going to be Craig Jones for the fan pick. Also, sorry, Bussera. I butchered my man's name earlier, but yeah. Craig Jones is the fans pick across YouTube, Facebook comments. Thanks for joining in, guys.
All right, so let's run down who are winners real quick. We got Sloan Clymer wins by Better Mustache in the first match of the night. The women's match is that's declared a draw. Unfortunate. I wanted a W for the Sears family there. Wiltsy with defeating David Garmo first match of the main card. Crowlinston running away with it against Cade there. What happened with the fans? We don't have a fan vote there. Grace Gundrum running away with it against Alex Nguyen. Butter Panther taking it over Nicky Ryan on the board. That surprises me. Gilbert taking it over Lovato Jr. And then Craig beating Ty Ruotolo. Great stuff. I mean, I can't look at this pick what's going to be the fight of the night. But remember next week, Thursday, the 29th, we'll do the press conference at 5:30 Eastern, do weigh-ins, all that stuff. Athletes be getting in Wednesday. Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, the free prelims kick off. Two matches after that. You got to be a member of Flow Grappling to watch. Daisy Fresh Season 2 coming. Reed's DDS in Puerto Rico series coming. You guys got anything to say before we get out of here?
Nope. Just obviously, we don't know how it's going to go down, but that's why we all can't wait to watch there on Friday, April 30th. Going to be a huge, huge show. We might be wrong. We might be right. Who knows? But all your questions are going to be answered there, April 30th. Who's Number One?
Oh, I didn't even mention this. This is our first event with fans coming back. We got a crowd, so I think there's a few tickets left. Go to our Connor. Where can they find tickets if they want to get them?
You can find tickets at our Instagram at the link in our bio. We'll be posting more and more of those ticket links just so everyone has them. Make sure you guys are checking those out. And also, make sure you're just staying tuned to the Instagram, because that's where we're putting a lot of the newest stuff out. So should be an exciting week leading up to Who's Number One.
Can't wait.
All right, guys. Thanks so much to our producer, Tyler. Take it easy. See you in a couple weeks.